With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Volume.
Football season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code RS. We have our eyes on San Francisco at home against Seattle. We're going to go with San Fran, -8.5. FanDuel is all your favorite bets, from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. Get paid your winnings fast. So sign up today with promo code RS for your no sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. Expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. Y'all know what time it is. It's the Sunday summary. With this time, my boy Mitchell is at a wedding. So we have a substitute guest speaker, Chancey. Tyvus Chancey's. My bad.
Whoa, they're giving out classified information, okay? They don't need to know that.
If it's on Wikipedia, it ain't classified. What up?
Richard Kevin Sherman, man, thank you for allowing me to come on your podcast. Man, it's not every day that, you know, you get asked to be on a guy who's, you know, 10 times all pro, only played
so
7 times in the league.
I'm so, you
know,
done with you.
This is ridiculous.
I am done with you.
I'm honored.
No, what's ridiculous is the Baltimore Ravens. That boy was cooking today.
Listen.
It wasn't enough.
And that's a problem right there, okay? Because, see, I had the early tweets like, you know, 230. He shouldn't ask for nothing more than 250. That boy want his chips with dip. But you know what? Something happened in the fourth quarter where Tua, that boy turned into freaking John Elway or somebody. That man has 6 of them things, sure.
Look, there were so many people with the tweets ready, and I'm not saying I was one of them. I wasn't one of them this time. But with the tweets ready about Cheetah and everything he said about Tua and, like, how's he feeling now? 21 points in the fourth quarter, 6 touchdowns, 469. He was just throwing them up to Cheetah. He said he the best deep ball thrower he'd seen, and lo and behold, in that fourth quarter, they showed it now.
Listen, they put that clip out in the offseason, how he underthrew him. It was false advertisement. They edited that clip because that man was lights on. I see why he was talking about how Tua's the most accurate quarterback, more accurate than Patty Mahomes. Well, God dang, today, you know, he stood on what he was talking about today. I got to give Tua his respect, especially for a guy who, you know, we criticized him now. Everybody was like, I don't know, but you put a performance like that together, man, he's showing that. I really got to give credit to Mike McDaniels, though, because he got that thing going, man.
He got the thing going. He's getting the best out of Tua. Now, we watched Tua play. It wasn't like we didn't watch him play, and he wasn't just, you know, not performing up to what those expectations were. But I don't know who it is. Is it Tyreek? Is it Mike McDaniels? Is it Tua just having an amazing offseason and getting better? But whatever it is, 469, 6 touchdowns later, Listen to me.
He put the listen. He keep putting these numbers up. He gonna find himself in that MVP race right there.
Now what
I will say, it ain't that hard when you got Tyreek and you got Jaylen Waddle. I mean, you got some fast dudes out there. You got to get the ball to them.
Look, I hear you, but Waddle was there last year, and Tua was there last year. They had speed last year.
They had a good connection last year. What you mean?
They had a good connect. It wasn't like it is
now. We ain't gonna sit here and tell a lie because it definitely wasn't like this. But yeah, them boys they a force to be reckoned with. It's gonna be interesting. Them in the Bills. It might be like 75-70.
It's gonna be interesting. I mean, the Patriots ain't just going quietly into the night. I mean, they need to correct their play calling, but that's a story for a different day.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Matt Patricia calling the plays. But you know what? They got the win today. They won, I think, 17-14. So, listen, it ain't always got to be pretty. A win is a win. Right. You can take it any way you want to get it. 6-0 is still a win.
Right. 6-0 is still a win. You got to give them the credit where credit's due, and they got it done. Now, the AFC East ain't. It used to be kind of a laughing. Even, hey, speaking of AFC East, what the Jets do today?
Man, listen, don't do that. Listen,
what they do?
Here you go, man. Listen, boom. Let me break it down for you, all right? So this is what happened. So the Browns come out. You know, we honoring Joe Thomas at halftime, you know, making him a legend in the Browns community and whatnot. Well deserved. So boom, they come out. We go up real early, you know? Jets come right back, though. You know, so it's a 7-7 game. All right. Boom. Brissett take it back down again. Boom. We punch it in again and score. So I'm like, all right, 14-7. We doing our thing.
Doing your thing.
And we had a coverage bus to allow the Jets to score. So, you know, we down on the goal line, and they run in cover 3. And for some odd reason, JOK, who's the linebacker, didn't buzz. So they left the running back in the flats, and Flacco just hit him, and it was a touchdown. So coverage bus. You know, that stuff.
I'm not going to say you're not giving the Jets no credit, because Flacco looked right down the middle of the field, held him.
No, he didn't. For this coverage bus play, right before he didn't have to. Listen, he literally got the ball, looked to the flats and seen nobody took him, and boom, he threw it straight to him. I could have made the throw.
I saw the play. He took the snap.
Whatever,
Sharp. Direct. Had a dude sitting in the end zone to entice that Buzz defender.
What do you think Joe Flacco is? You think he the dude from Baltimore?
He the dude who just beat Cleveland.
Listen.
Listen to me. Listen to me.
I'm about sick of you. Say it one more time, all right? It's true. Hey, but you ain't got to put no extra stuff on it.
Hey, we got to go.
We got some miscommunications in the secondary, all right? We up 13 with 155 left. It should be ball game. I mean, sure. Like, watching this unfold, it was like a movie, you know? I'm just sitting there. You know, they scored the first touch. So the coverage bust happened. Denzel was out there. I'm going to say, you might look at it differently, but I'm going to say that everybody else was in cover 3 and he didn't get the call. He was playing cover 2. That's what it looked like, because he looked like he was hinging between two defenders, okay? He just thought that he had some safety help. That's what happened, sir.
I'm going to let you know something. I was born that night,
okay,
but it wasn't last night.
Talk
that
about
young
it,
man. Look. The young man saw a Buzz defender up under him. So you can say what you want. There's a Buzz defender up under you. There ain't no Buzz defender in cover 2.
He saw it too late.
Yeah. He saw the whole thing too late. It was too late to apologize.
He saw it too late. The damage was already done when he seen the Buzz defender.
To me.
It was
listen
already
to me.
Too late.
Listen to me. when you up, that's a historic collapse.
It is.
That's a historic collapse.
It is. Like, it was bad. Because, you know, in that situation, 155 left. I mean, football one-on-one, it tells you to play deep, keep everything in front of you. So you should err on the fact of playing too deep.
Well, I'm going to let you know something. Chancey.
Oh, here we go.
What? Look, you don't want to hear the truth. The truth is.
You act like I did it. It ain't doing me nothing.
It apparently is. It ain't doing me nothing.
Listen, he do this again. He gonna be doing this with me and you next week.
No, he ain't. No, he ain't. They just paid him. That boy ain't gonna be doing nothing but collecting checks.
I'm not a fan. We don't do that. I ain't no fan of people committing grand larceny in the league. We don't do that.
You can say what you want. That man is gonna get his money.
That's a Buckeye. I go holler at him myself. Listen, one thing we ain't gonna do is we ain't gonna be out here stealing no money. We ain't doing that.
Hey, then you got the Buccaneers Saints, the Saints game. Yeah. Hey, that's beef. It was tough. And it was tough sledding early on for both teams. It was 3-0, 3-3.
Tom frustrated up there beating up the sideline and whatnot. You know what? Funny that I bring that up. So you know what that reminded me of? It's funny that we're talking about coverage bus and beating up the sideline. So it made me think about you. Remember you in Seattle against the Falcons?
I'm going to let you know something. I wish I would have came off the sideline like Mike Evans did against your boy Lattimore on somebody. I wish I would have done that.
They're going to cut this out. Mike Evans got to chill out.
Look, Mike Evans and Lattimore, every week, every time these boys play, it's going to be a tough. It's going to be dog in, dog out. They knew coming in, and they was pissed off because Todd Bowles even talked mess to his own team to hype them boys up and was like, hey, it ain't a rivalry if both teams ain't winning. And Tampa only won one.
You right about that.
Like six or seven.
I mean, but Marshawn has had Mike's number since a rookie.
Yeah, Mike's number. Because Mike scored a 50, 60-yard touchdown on him last time. Whatever, humble.
All right, majority of the games, Marshawn got Mike. Tell you that. Marshawn is up on Mike. Now tell me I'm wrong.
Well, what I'm telling you is, what have you done lately?
They both got kicked out. Neither one of them did a thing. What you talking about?
Who did it hurt more? I don't know. One team got hype and went on a run. The other team?
Wait a minute. First of all, I'm going to let you know something. Jameis was out there like he was a philanthropist to Tampa Bay because he was just giving them away. I thought that once he had that LASIK eye surgery, I thought that was it. I was ready to turn the page, sir. Last year, I said the man got his eyes fixed and he out there dropping dimes. Today, he forgot what team he was playing for because he had a relapse and was throwing to Tampa Bay.
No. He had no relapse. The man went out there with 4 broken ribs and they shouldn't have sent him out there.
That's true, too.
You will go out there and you send him out there with 4 broken ribs. You live with the results you get. You don't got nobody to blame.
So who
but
you
yourself.
Gonna put in? Who they gonna put in?
Now I'm gonna let you know something else that you don't know about this rivalry. They beat them with Trevor Siemian. They beat the Bucs with backup quarterbacks last year. So it's not who will you put in there. That defense has given Tom problems every single time they played. Every single time. I think Tom has only scored 2 touchdowns, period. And I think they might have been in the day. Like against that defense. And they, for some reason, the Saints have his number and they've called it every time. And so I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I'm happy to see the Bucs pulled that one out. We knew it was going to be a dogfight.
It's not like he had the best stats. Tom Brady was 18 for 34 with 190 yards and a touchdown. So it's not like it was a Tom Brady game. I just think it was too many mistakes. If you turn the ball over 3 times with 3 picks,
But we're going to talk about my boy Jamel Dean, who got him 2 books on the game. Mike Edwards, pick 6. Those were the game-changing plays.
Talk about it. Hold on. You know where Jamel Dean started his college career, right?
I don't know where he started, but he finished at Auburn. So that's who gets credit for.
That's not the question at hand. The question is, where did he start? Bucks.
I'm just saying, he started
as a Buckeye.
Where did Ward go to school?
Denzel?
Is that where we going?
So we doing that.
You doing it. You brought it up.
So that's what we doing.
You want to claim. All right, whatever. I'm wrong.
I can't believe. You're disrespectful today. What's up with you?
I'm just having a good time.
We ain't produced the best DBs this league has seen.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's happening right now in San Francisco? I told the fans, Chancey, I told them that, hey, y'all better be careful what you wish for. Like, y'all better be thankful that Jimmy G is still a Niner because anything can happen. And I told him it would give Kyle Shanahan more liberty, and he feel liberated to run Trey Lance a little bit more. It is unfortunate what happened. That's stuff that nobody could predict. People are like, he ran him too much. He had only run 3 times in the game. So, like, chill that out. That's part of his offense. That's part of what they got him for.
So, the thing about him is anytime you have a mobile quarterback, that's always going to be an issue, you know, potentially him getting hurt. And I think that San Francisco wised up on that. They was like, you know what, let's see if we can restructure his contract because we definitely need to keep him around. Or just in case, we need some insurance just in case, because you never really know how Trey Lance is going to be. You know, we've seen him a couple of times last year, and he made some pretty good throws. A lot of them I still feel like was coverage busts, and he just took advantage of. So I never was all the way highly on him seeing, because I needed to see it. And after that first week, it was rough. I mean, Chicago, you can blame it on the weather all you want, but it was still rough on him in that first week. So it's a good thing that they had Jimmy G. It is unfortunate because I thought he was finally figuring things out. And, Jimmy G came in there, and right now they are – I think they still winning. They have like 20-7 or something like that.
Yeah, the defense hasn't given up a touchdown yet. They got the touchdown and a blocked field goal. So,
27-7 was the final.
So that's positive, and that's what I was concerned with for Niners fans. It's like they were so mad and so split. You know, it was either we love Jimmy or we love Trey, and it was like they're on the same team. Yeah. They're on the same team going in the same direction. The only people that ain't going in the same direction is y'all. Yeah. And right now, this can be a galvanizing moment for Niners fans to say, hey, let's come together. Let's pray for Trey Lance and his health. First off, first and foremost, you hate to see anybody injured and a serious injury at that. So pray for his health and then support the guy under center right now. And that should always be the case. The guy is under center is going to do what he can to give you guys a chance. And imagine if he goes back and reads some of those tweets that was being said.
We know Jimmy. Jimmy ain't like that, first of all. You know, Jimmy is one of those guys that's always a prisoner of the moment. He's going to live in the moment. He's not one of those ones that's going to hold those grudges. And I'm happy that they kept him around for this situation, because there is no other guy that could come in there and command that offense and keep it going than him. I think if anybody else comes in there, you're setting yourself back. He literally is a guy who's coming off of a year where he literally took them just a tart interception away from them going back to the Super Bowl. So that's a guy that everybody loves him in the locker room. He's going to always have a great attitude, and he's always going to try to do his best to win those games. So he is the right person that you need under center with Trey Lance being out. Everybody's going to rally behind him. In San Francisco, everything that they wanted at the beginning of the year is still within sight now that they got Jimmy is still there.
Right. It was great. It was great foresight by John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. It was great humility by Jimmy G. Didn't ruffle a feather, didn't say anything.
He getting all his money now.
Went about his business. And he's not getting all his money.
Some of them incentives that he had.
He ain't getting up to 25.
No, he ain't getting to 25. He's going to get about 12, 15.
He's going to probably get his 16, but that's a far cry from, look, Kyler Murray is out there doing whatever he's doing right now, and he's getting close to 50. So, like, people say what they say.
Give me all the money.
I'm trying to find out what happened, because right now the evening games are completing, so they're not fully done yet. What about Cooper Rush? I thought the Dallas Cowboys was done.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I was in your boat too. You know, they was talking about we're gonna rally behind Cooper, and you was like, y'all rallied behind him, but y'all didn't even have no offensive line to protect Dak. So I felt that. Y'all was like, he got a point with that one. That's one of the ones I was like, yeah, you right. But Dallas, man, first of all, I'm a little suspect on Cincinnati. And I got a bunch of boys on Cincinnati, and I hate that I got to say this, but I gotta tell the truth, Sherm. I owe it to the people to be real. That Super Bowl might have been a fluke, man. I think that offensive line is terrible. Like, Joe, don't get me wrong. You got a chance with Joe. Joe is like a young Tom Brady to me. If you got Joe at quarterback, you always going to have a chance to win the game. But he might not make it, man. Y'all got to find a way to protect this man.
Right. Like, this is 3 years in a row.
Like, bro, this your franchise guy. Like, he ain't going to make it.
The first year, he got injured, tore his ACL because they couldn't block for him. Second year, he got him to a Super Bowl, fought his way through. This year, they beating him up again. And now, for his part, he taking some unnecessary sacks. Like, there are times where he got a man open, and he could step in there and take a chance and let the ball go. But they got some things to figure out in Cincinnati. This loss to Dallas is going to sting.
You see, that's funny. We talking about it right now. Guess what happened? Joe Burrow just scored a touchdown to T. Higgins. It's tied up 17-17, 3:45
left. It can happen just like that.
So that's what I'm saying. As bad as that offensive line plays, Joe is always going to give them a chance. If he gets the ball in his hands with the last possession, he can do it. So that's the motivation factor behind these Cincinnati
teams. And they got receivers.
Team.
And they got receivers.
For days. It's hard to find a defensive back group that can have three DBs that can to man these guys up for a whole game. It's darn near impossible.
It is. I'm just looking forward. I'm thinking, okay, Cleveland was looking good. Pittsburgh was looking good. Both of them take L's. We got them on Thursday Night Football this week.
Where you going to be at Thursday?
In Cleveland. I ain't seeing you either. Don't come by. Yeah. Don't come. We're not going to dinner.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. You bet. Listen, I know all I know is this. When they ask you who you got winning this game, you better not be no hesitation. You better know who you better say. And it ain't no team that's black and yellow. That's all I'm going to say.
It's Trubisky against Brissett.
What's that supposed to mean? Did you see Brissett today? Do you need me to run his stats now? Because I rattled the ball for you. You know what? Since we on the subject, I might as well, you know? 22 for 27, 229, a touchdown, and he had a little interception at the end, but that's irrelevant.
Is it irrelevant?
It's irrelevant.
Not in the game you lost by one. That you was up 13 points with 155 left. It becomes a little bit relevant at that point.
Our kicker missed the extra point.
So is it relevant or is it not relevant? Because it sounds the rest of the set sounded great. I ain't going to lie.
Listen, the eyes was stacked against him. What about your boy Russell, man?
Well, we got to watch the game finish. But all I know in that situation is that they were expecting different. They were expecting different.
Who are you talking about?
But Denver.
Oh, I 100% agree.
Houston Texans were not expected to be competitive in the games they're competitive in. They got a tie against Matt Ryan and the Colts in the first week. And Matt Ryan, my God.
Speaking of Matt Ryan. That's good. Did you see him today?
Oh, that was tough.
Wait a minute. They got blank today. Did you see that?
That was stressful.
He threw three of them things, man. Listen, I'm gonna say that, you know, Michael Pittman didn't play, so you know that's his lead guy.
I mean, that matters. Shaq Leonard didn't play. So that matters.
He ain't have a lot to really work with, but man, the 16 for 30, 195, and three picks.
Matt Stafford and the boys turned it around against Atlanta. They did good. They scored. They moved the ball efficiently. They freaking got it to their playmakers. He was efficient with the ball.
Hold on, because Atlanta almost made a comeback now. They kind of took their foot off the gas.
I mean, you almost. This ain't horseshoes. We ain't going almost.
I give you that. They lost. I guess they didn't pull a Cleveland. They ain't pull a Cleveland. You know, it was cool.
But it's a lot of work to be done in this season. The only thing I'm worried about is going forward.
You talking about Denver or the Rams?
Both. Because the question marks are the same. The O-line and the quarterback. It's the health of the quarterback because of the O-line. That's a lot of questions for a lot of teams right now. Health of the quarterback. And that's what I told people. People better be thankful that the Niners had two quarterbacks. Because if this happened And the fans were like, get rid of Jimmy, trade him for picks. And he was gone right now? Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine the stress and the anxiety?
I ain't know Matt Stafford threw two of them. They giving them out this year, Sean. We might need to sign up. Man, we got to end our media career and get back out. They give them away. He threw two of them? I mean, he threw three touchdowns, but he threw two of them for sure.
Chancey, did you not watch? This is the Matt Stafford that led the league in interceptions last year. This is not that crazy.
He led the league in interceptions last year.
It's not that crazy. Yeah. They are giving them out now. Hey, D-lines are getting hot.
Wait a minute. Talk about this corner play, man. What's up with this butt to the sideline technique? I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan. You're not a fan of plays being made then.
Butt to the sideline at corners, man. I ain't.
Well, not the way your boy Denzel played it. Usually you play it and you stay on
top.
Right,
so that's how you're doing it.
I'm not a fan of it. First of all,
wait a minute. Let me clarify one more time, because I think you might got some type of hearing loss. I don't know if the connection's bad. Denzel thought that they was in cover two, so he was hinging. That was a hinge technique that you watched. I'm just saying, that's what it was.
That don't do nothing to me, Jansy.
Go watch the clip.
I watched the defense. The clip, and I watched the rest of the defense play.
I watched the rest of the defense, too.
So if you're telling me the only person who didn't play it is the corner you paying the most money on the team, that's the only one who didn't play it?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's enough for me. He is a heck of a ball player. He's sticky and covered, especially man-to-man. But that do not mean you get to chill in zone and just go to sleep at the wheel.
He didn't chill. He thought that he had safety help.
Well, you might want to ask him. Send him a text and ask him, because I need that clarified.
You know what? I got to know, because I'm about sick of this. Y'all going to fall back. You especially going to fall back.
No, I don't know. I don't know, Chancey.
All I'm saying is, Sherm, I need some of these corners to be more aggressive. You know, you got to get up in there. You was the one that taught me. You know, sometimes you got to, like, I don't know if I can say it, so I ain't going to say it, but you know what you got to do. And you got to be aggressive out there. And this playing passive and having your butt to the sideline and trying to stay on top, I get it. But, like, you ain't going to make no plays that way. You got to get the ball.
That's a lie. The devil is a lie. That's a lie. And so with these offenses condensing the formations, there aren't a lot of press coverage being played. And if it is, they're getting picked off and guys are running free. So if you can't play that way, then you need to play with your butt to the sideline, because there are people peddling, Chancey, and they getting double moved to death and getting hit for bombs. Oh, pedal, stop your feet. Oh, pedal, open up late. Oh, pedal, and you're getting beat. Playing butt to the sideline allows you to get on your horse quicker. You hop in the saddle, hot.
So what you telling me is, if you was playing in today's NFL, you'd be a butt to the sideline type of guy?
Chancey, if I was playing in today's, yesterday's, the year before, Chancey, that's how I would have played it. That's how they're going to continue to play it. The guys making the most interceptions and making the most plays, because contrary to popular belief, everybody in this league ain't playing 100% of man. Ain't nobody playing 50% man.
It's a couple of games I can think of. It was 60 snaps a man.
A couple of games, but over the course of a season.
They're not doing that.
When you're doing that, in order to give vision, you got to have your butt to the sideline. You get to see people. Get yourself a little yard and a half of width away from the receiver's outside shoulder so you can see it. Read two. Two will tell the story of what one's going to do. If you know what you're looking at, Chancey, you know what you're doing, you'll ride that wave and you'll be in position to get your hands. And this is the crazy thing. When a quarterback has a throw where he just misses it or he gets hit, that's where it's really the difference maker, because that happens because you can see it.
You can see it,
More times than not, that's what's going to happen. And when you can see it, those are the gimmies that when you're looking in and you locked in and you backpedaling, you breaking, you never get to. Because it's like, if I was just vision, I would have saw that. No, but appreciate you coming on, Chancey. It's been beautiful having you.
I see you Thursday in the land. Make sure you wear your brown and your orange, baby. Represent, what I'm saying? Brown's going to win. I guarantee it. Listen, on the Richard Sherman podcast, Tyvus C. Powell is guaranteeing victory Thursday night.
You better get your guarantees right, because they're going to get you if this ain't wrong.
If I'm lying, I'm flying. And don't fly. I ain't got no wings.
Well, Red Bull gives you whatever. I don't know. But I appreciate you. I appreciate you, you know what I mean, coming in for more Boy Mitchell. We're going to have you again later on this year so you can live up to those guarantees.
Mm-hmm. Listen, if I say it, it's going to happen, baby. I'm like the dude, the lady off the Matrix, the Oracle. If I say it, it's going to happen. Best believe it.
I can't wait to see, because if it don't happen, I'm going to be in Cleveland.
Just make sure, you know, you give me a little shout out. You be like, you know what? My boy Tyvus told me that the Browns was going to do it. I didn't believe him. I questioned him, but, you know, he was right.
Know this. I'm going to give you a shout out either way.
I'm going, man. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you coming on. I'll see you next week.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.